right, so the Biden administration, after being sued by the American Civil Liberties Union, caving in on this deal, sued by the American Civil Liberties Union, caving in and about to settle with illegal aliens, $450,000 apiece, maybe more, of your money being paid to people that came here illegally because they weren't treated quite right. Pay out more than $1 billion. This is for families that were separated during 2018, during the Trump administration, that were separated. Okay, you came into the country illegally. You broke into the country. And as Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas, aptly pointed out in this comment, the Biden administration's promises of citizenship and entitlement programs have already caused the worst border crisis in history. A huge cash reward will make it even worse. No kidding. Not only did you break into the country, here's $1 million. Welcome to Disney World. Absolutely outrageous. I'll be keeping this on the front burner for you. Let me get to you some other headlines that you need to hear right now. Racine's County Sheriff Christopher Schmalling unveiling just yesterday the results of an extensive investigation regarding possible election law violations throughout Racine County, Wisconsin, and throughout the state. The sheriff alleges the law has been broken. He's not sure how he's going to proceed. Here's his quote. Election statute was, in fact, not just broken, but shattered by members of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The Racine County Sheriff unveiling those results after an extensive investigation regarding possible election law violations. The sheriff said his office received a complaint from a relative, listen to me, from a relative of a nursing home resident who died in October, who was suffering severe cognitive difficulties and yet still somehow voted with an absentee ballot in the 2020 election. The person lived at the Ridgewood Care Facility in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin. VH would ask her own son, "Who are you?" She couldn't even recognize her own son, and she happened to vote in two elections in 2020, but no other elections, said Michael Luell. He is a sergeant with the Racine County Sheriff's Office. The case started with Shirley, a resident who died October 2020. And voted somehow in the presidential election in Wisconsin anyway. Her daughter, Judy Westfall Mitchell, filed a complaint alleging her mother was diminished in mental capacity and taken advantage of. Nursing home voting. Oh, there's no widespread fraud? What are you talking about? Let me continue. This is from the local Fox 6 in Wisconsin, by the way. Judy was obviously concerned and asked, you know, how can you actually do this? And she was informed that the employees would inquire as to how the resident had voted in the past, and they would basically follow those guidelines and vote accordingly. Judy quite astutely asked, are you telling me that if my mother can only recall JFK, that the staff would have voted Democrat for her? And the answer is yes. How could my mother know that her vote was recorded accurately? She couldn't see. Judy was informed by the staff. The staff hoped that the other employees would be honest. You're voting for other people. It's called voter fraud. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is equally divided between Democrats and Republicans. They voted 5-1 during the pandemic when nursing homes were limiting visitors. That municipalities across the state should not send special voting deputies into nursing homes. Should not. They voted 5-1. Bipartisan rejection of that idea. They're normally deputized by clerks. Pairs of them normally go help nursing home patients vote. That means the staff at the facility absolutely, positively cannot, by this law, assist in the execution of the vote, said Sergeant Luell. But the WEC gave nursing home staffs tips on how to help. Gave them tips on how to vote. That is the completion of the crime right there. Crimes throughout the state, all 72 counties. Every nursing home, every resident care facility, right there, Luell said. Sheriff Schmalling asking the Wisconsin Attorney General to investigate statewide. Wisconsin Democrats called the Racine investigation a waste of taxpayer dollars. Of course they did. You've got nursing home staff voting illegally for residents in their nursing home facilities. That's what it says here. Let me give you an example. Luell said they investigated the issue and found the Ridgewood Care facility, this example, Ridgewood Care, had an unusual surge of voting in 2020. 8 of 42 families of the residents there said their loved ones didn't have the cognitive ability to vote, and yet they did anyway. 20% of the residents of the nursing homes were incapable of voting, and yet somehow they cast ballots anyway. 20%. Remember, Wisconsin was decided, we're told, by about 20,000 votes between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Well, who the hell's casting ballots for the nursing home people? Who the hell's in there casting ballots for the folks in the nursing homes? The staff, apparently, 72 counties wide. I think it's fair to assume that there's more than 20,000 people on that column. The investigation only related to this one nursing home, but Sheriff Schmalling said he expects the announcement will lead to others across the state finally coming forward and telling the truth. I hope it's true. Meanwhile, let me give you this little tidbit, this little nugget. More votes were cast in Virginia's 2020 general election. More votes were counted, I should say, than were cast in Virginia in 2020. By a figure of 63,984. This is important coming up to next week's race for governor. More votes counted than cast. That according to a Virginia Department of Elections audit. They counted 64,000 more votes than were actually cast by voters in Virginia in 2020. And you want to tell me that it's all on the up and up? You want to tell me it's all square? Nothing to see here? No big deal. Please. We've known. We've known since that day that it wasn't square. The truth is coming out, bit by bit, piece by piece. We're going to catch you. Guarantee it. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.